watching Prohibition fall down.
All right, guys. Grow Talk. I think it's Grow Talk on a weekend.
Yeah, it's the way it's supposed to be. Somebody asked me yesterday on YouTube, what's the schedule, man? Is there really a schedule? And we try. We try to have a schedule.
What I found, man, I don't usually consume in the fridge for refreshment today a San Pellegrino, like the foil covering on the top.
Dude, yes. You are classy. Guru's got one, too.
I'm drinking one, too.
Swap, yeah, how you doing?
Finally has
are you drinking the blood orange
sugar.
One? You drinking the blood orange one?
Nope, I'm drinking an organic one with lemon and tea in it. Probably Canada specific. I don't even know if we can get this shit.
Golly, you guys are classy here, man. I'm drinking water out of the sink.
We've all had that. I've definitely seen the only other cans I drink are beer, but we're without the nice foil top, like it's been in the warehouse or some other beer above it spilled. You can get some gross tops, man.
Yeah, little free microbes in there, dude.
I was just going to tell you it's good for the microbiome. Listen to Next Wake and Bake America, man. We're always learning. Got some good shit. All right, yeah. Grow Talk, executive producer today, William T. Tones, my friend.
William T. Tones. Man, I think that's, I know his brother. Isn't his brother Two-Tone Willie?
I believe so.
I love it.
Dude, William, I think it was William T. Tones, though, might have hooked up some seeds.
I know.
Guru mentioned the other day, no?
I got to tell you, yeah, we've been getting the hookup with some seeds. Yeah, Two-Tone Willie, somehow, I don't even know where they are, but you know why I'm not so excited about them? Because Guru swooped them up right away, man.
Mine.
He was like, I know just what to do with these, but I like it because that means...
Really? Wait, back it up. Rewind.
Yes, sir.
Mine?
Hours, because you know
hours. What? It's for the crew.
Dude, let me explain to you what that means. That means Guru does all the work pheno hunting, and 6 months later, we get the crown jewel, baby. We get a nice root cut.
It's exciting, guys, is, you know, Two-Tone, he sent us the Galactic Gambler, which is Star Bet crossed with the Mac.
A second, man. Once you say Mac, everybody gets all excited. So that's pretty cool. You know,
it's from the Capulator there, the Mac.
Yep.
And I believe the story, Guru, you know, behind that, the Mac, he was given that and said, yeah, go ahead and breed with if you want, have some fun.
Yep.
Oh, it was given to him with full permission to do what he wanted with it. And actually, from the Capulator, later himself, Two-Tone Willie's actually Portland Throwdown winning Mac cut was the Capulator said top three grows of that weed he's ever seen.
Like, yeah, it was time. Crazy good.
So why I'm digging on William T. Tones for executive producer, and I'm excited to grow out some genetics from within the DGC, man. So also he put in one called Triple Dose, which is Timeless Montage crossed with Jilly Breath. Cross with Dosey Face, okay?
Good deal.
But yeah. I get excited because I've seen this flower like you guys have. It's nice to be like, dude, I've seen this flower. I've smoked this flower. I've judged this flower at multiple events of ours and pretty toked. I'll say toked and stoked to get them genetics in-house.
Yeah, it's super cool idea, man. Putting a few seeds for the members. Oh, that was a good idea, dude. I will say that I've even been making new friends over it.
Yeah, we'll keep it coming, guys. We'll keep it coming. Hey, you got more seeds in as well, didn't you? We're going to have some more seeds in the vault soon. I'm trying to figure out a way to officially announce that. Guys, we're not really having much in stock, so they go super fast. But what did you guys get in?
I actually had a buddy come over yesterday. JR Token set it up. He set up this is a Sunleaf Seed Company. Derek from Sunleaf Seed Company. There's Sunleaf Seed Co.
They're local in Fort Collins or Colorado?
Yeah, I'm looking. It looks like it's Sunleaf Seed on Instagram. But, man, yeah, they dropped off about half a dozen packets, really cool stuff. What was that crazy one, Guru? You got some pictures of that crazy one. It was a grapefruit something or other, pink grapefruit.
Oh, it was...
I got Grape Pebbles right here, which is Fruity Pebbles OG by Grapesicle.
I got the Sour Pink Al Capone.
Sour
Pink Al Capone. So you guys got the flower or the seeds or both?
Both. Yeah, you don't show up at the bakery without bringing both.
I'll take some really nice pictures of them and then smoke
them. Well, I'm going to figure out some info on them and I'll announce, guys, they're not in the vault yet. But, I mean, it's been a no-brainer for you members going into the vault and getting 30% off seed packs that we're already pricing at respectful levels. So we'll keep you updated.
Yeah, deal, man. Capone's cookies. We got all sorts of good stuff there, man. And he brought over the weed. It was dank as fuck. I smoked some weed yesterday where I'd been smoking all day. Smoked a hit of that. What'd you call that again?
The Sour Pink Al Capone.
Yeah, I smoked some of that, and all of a sudden I felt like dumb. I felt like doing nothing, and he warned me it would make me feel like doing nothing. You know, and it was so beautiful.
There are times that you want that. You know, there's times I definitely want to feel like doing nothing. For me, I do a multiple shut off, and that sometimes happens around 6 or 7 at night. I combine alcohol, cannabis, alcohol being some fine beer. You know what it used to be, Scotty, was some dip. Every once in a while, I put some chewing tobacco in, but since moving to Canada,
right,
and they wanted to charge me $30 a can, and then on top of that, now I can't get anything with mint in it. I haven't dipped in like, I think, a month and a half. I don't really miss it at all.
Think about what you just said there, though, man. The economics of it stopped you from doing something.
Pretty much. It's like, if you want to quit something, move to a different country.
Well, just or raise the price on it so it's unaffordable.
Dude, think about it. If you're a full-on junkie, you got to quit a lot of stuff. You just move to the United Arab Emirates. Like, you don't even have an option. You're good to go.
Just cut your head off.
If there's one thing about drugs I know, there's always an option somewhere if you know the right person.
Dude, I was told I was not so empathetic on one of the shows last week. Man, you might be the least empathetic cool guy I know, man.
I'll take it. So who's growing some dank on dogrows.com under the latest, anybody that as a, you guys, there's the membership for the site. And then there's also just, you can be logged into the site with your username and become part of the site with a free account as well to post. So that's what these guys are doing with their dank nugs. This is Member Berry by Reefer Madness.
Yes. The Member Berries.
The awesome looking bud. We're seeing day 42, bred by Ethos, grown by me. Smells like oranges and berries.
Nice.
The flower looks great. Day 42. That looks really good for 42 days in, man. Coming along already, some beautiful colors in the leaves there. And triked out, lights out pictures of trikes with a modern like LED flash on smartphones. It's so, not that this isn't good.
Right.
But it brings out the bling. I guess it's what the flash reflecting off all the trikes, Guru.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the flash.
But it's beautiful, man. Shout out to Colin from Ethos, man. Doing some tight work, man. Beautiful.
All right. Into Grow Talk. Jumping into it.
Deal.
I have appointments to keep. I have a dentist appointment here eventually. My first Canadian dentist appointment.
Ooh, you ever do a dentist appointment on weed? Oh, dentist on edibles. Sounds terrible.
We'll talk about it another. I was going to say, I got good teeth. They tell me I got good teeth. It's in my DNA, but they're not like super white. But that's only because the rest of the population is making it unfair, unrealistic.
True. You talk white about strippers.
Later. All right.
Google that one and see what comes up.
Any shade above tans, okay? So we got Recharge and PPM. A question for Scotty.
All right. I'm ready.
This is a grower questions on dudegrows.com. Happy New Year's, DDC and crew and their families. I've been paying more attention to my PPMs, guys. Parts per million or EC, electrical conductivity, how you're measuring nutrient in solution.
Sure, but this is interesting what he says, man. Coming from well water. Check this out.
Recently, due to issues with my well water that we discussed a while back, now I'm using an RO system from Hydrologic and have my well water down to 80 parts per million range. From 120 or from 1,025
PPM. Yes, is that amazing?
My plants are doing better, but back up there, guys, talking about RO. I mean, that's when it's mandatory, in my opinion. It's way too much piece up over 1,000. Getting the hydrologic filter in there, bringing it down to 80. That's a whole other world to work with. It's like eating chalk versus real food. Yeah, I don't know.
You got to chew that water before you drink it.
But as a regular user of Recharge, I'm wondering how it changes or throws off PPMs. Since Recharge isn't a fertilizer, adding it before you measure the PPMs of your nutrient solution will give you a false reading. That's like with organics, right? That's easy to avoid. But what do you do if you check your runoff? Does the soil capture all of the Recharge? I suspect not, but I'm trying to figure out how to check PPMs of runoff and compensate or allow for the presence and Recharge of the runoff from my plant.
I'm not sure that Recharge affects PPM that much, man.
It doesn't really, and that's just
you have to use a crazy amount of it, too.
Knowing how PPM is read by the meter, it's electrical conductivity, and it's running a current through the water, and then from that it can tell through a conversion how many cations are in there, which is the metal of a salt. So in Recharge itself, there's not really any of those. If there's any, it's a little bit of potassium from the kelp.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not really going to affect your PPM because it doesn't really change electrical conductivity at all. And that's kind of why they tell you with a lot of organic nutrient bottled organic nutrients to not really measure PPM, because it's going to give false readings because there's so much biologics in there not a lot of just raw cations.
You're
not measuring salts anymore. There's other things going on.
When you're pouring those three bottles in, those are entirely salts, or those are salt-based nutrients. So it's super easy to measure the electrical conductivity of the salts and get a reading, a really firm reading too.
But, and it is DTOM 420. I didn't mention that's who this is from.
Nice.
He goes, I'm transitioning away from bottled nutrients and all salt-based nudes. I'm organic journey, so I won't be as concerned in the future. So I'm going to say to him, I'm working on a new product. Like, I like the BioBiz, and their bottles are compostable. But we'll say on the down low, man, I'm working with BioBiz to make the bottles. Once you're done with them, you can chop them up and top dress them. That's when it's going to be, go time. All
you
right?
know what? I just did a little slideshow. We were working on that just, and it was about biodegradable hemp plastics. And sure enough, 85 days buried in the ground, they biodegrade. So you might be onto something, brother.
I'm curious. I got to get more information on it, because it's like, I know if you just take a compostable bottle and throw it into the recycle bin, I don't really think you're getting the benefit. Like, it's got to go. Or if it goes in the landfill with all the other shit, what's the point?
It's like going in a turtle's face, man. That's the point.
I don't know. I can really bury them in my backyard, and then I can grow my plants with anyway, going yes, too
sir.
Deep.
Yes, sir. Michael.
Hope we got you there. DTOM 420. All right, let's see here. We're moving on to, I wanted to shout out to you guys about the DDC membership. It's still going on, always will. Membership has its benefits, such as, this is why I was asking you, Scotty, if Warehouse Kyle was still in the house, because I wanted somebody to model the extract craft box, kind of like a Vanna White thing, like walk across with it.
I don't think
we're giving with the mullet? Come on.
I don't think I pay him enough for that, man.
Well, we're giving away extract craft Source Turbo February 15th to all any of the, I was gonna say all the members. Jesus, I almost just really screwed that giveaway up. To one of the lucky members, you got to be a member of dogrows.com, $10 a month reoccurring, but you can cancel anytime. It's up to you. Any major credit card, help support this show, as well as get 30% off recharge. You need to check out, I was talking with Colby from Extract Craft. You need to check out over on YouTube, man. I got a link in the show notes. Colby did a lot of videos, instructional videos to help people out. He's like, you don't know how many calls I get about this thing, and I did a lot of work on them. So he's like, why don't you direct some of those people over to my YouTube? It's just Extract Craft over on YouTube. He has an official channel and a lot of great videos for showing how to work this machine and run things. So other than that, we can move on, but link in the show notes or over on the homepage of dudegrows.com, you'll see the membership options.
Yes. Yes.
All right, where you at? Number two.
Support, man. It's been really successful, dude. You've been doing a great job driving membership, man.
Yeah, and I have different ideas coming up, man. It's almost too early for some. I'm tying some good shit into the DGC Cup for members.
Don't play your hand yet, dude. Don't play your hand yet.
It's turning more than just a little bit of a pre-party thing. I don't know. We're working on a massive sleepover camp out at Scotty's.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, bring your teepees.
Just kidding. All right, so we got a question here titled Newbie.
Okay.
We like newbies, like everybody. Welcome to growing some plants.
Absolutely. Now let's save you some money.
Randy Clark, getting ready to grow hydroponically in Coco Core. I'm going to use the Superponic 8 system with 3-inch pots. So guys, we're looking at a picture here of like a reservoir with the top on it. It's got 8 holes cut, the net pots in it, and then like a tube sticking out with a pump so you can – the plants will – it has drippers. Like
it's top feed and DWC.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. So he goes, what would be the best to put in a 3-inch plastic pot using Coco Core bricks or Coco Core that comes in bags?
It's the same stuff, more or less.
I mean, I can handle this from two point of views. Sure. You can tell them how to save money. First point of view, you already ordered this. You got it. You really want to use it. This system dialed in can grow really good plants. You're going to have to monitor pH all the time. Water temperature is fairly important. Root rot can be prevalent.
Yes.
Use something hydroponic paste. Use Grodan cubes. Use hydrogen knob. There might even be some nifty 3-inch round Rockwell type plugs that would be cool.
I like Coco for this. I got no problem him using Coco.
This is going to be, I don't know, I'm thinking like you're not going to lose any material or potentially have stuff drop down in through if there are slots for your roots here in your system.
Right.
If you're trying to stay pretty sterile with it.
I got what you're saying. You just want to use Rockwell. I guess that's
the same choice. But dude, this thing costs, yeah. And if you do keep it and do all that and this system starts to kick ass, go to Bloom quick.
Yes.
Like your plants, I mean, when your plants are like 3 or 4 inches. No, probably like 5 inches tall. Go to blue.
Here's the thing. What is this? 12 by 24 or something? 1 foot by 2 foot or something?
And I believe
eight,
so.
8 plants in there.
I got a link with the reviews if you want to pick one up for $225, Scott.
Ouch.
Lay it down in a V pattern with a bare bulb.
But honestly, you could do the same thing here, like with a hempy bucket. You know, and I don't know, is it bigger than, is it a little bit bigger? I'm not sure, but you could really do the same thing by just taking that same size container from Home Depot for $20 and putting some Perlite on the bottom of it and then filling the rest with that cocoa core. And it would give you a much less sensitive system. This system here, you've really got to worry about water temperatures. As the water heats up, as it's circulating in the bottom, it's going to heat up and that's going to cause root rot and pathogens to grow in there. So deep water culture is like running a dragster. If you really get plants to grow crazy fast in it, but you have to be on your game. You have to have everything under control. And that's
all your plants are in one system. You got a problem with one, you can't take it away.
Yeah.
You can't move all your plants. And once the root volume fills out in here, if it's too small and your timing isn't just right, you're going to be struggling.
Yep. And you could do the same thing at about 3/4 of the speed with a lot more safeguards, a lot more naturally, so that you wouldn't have any problems with root rot or pathogens and catastrophic failure where you come in and all 8 plants are gone. You do the same thing with a bunch of 12-cent, 1-gallon containers.
And you know how we know all this? Because actually, I don't know how long it was, Scotty. You longer than me, but at least for probably, God, I think before I was woke up, bro. Like 4 or 5 years,
sure,
a lot of failures, a lot of things learned, and always being a guy that likes to challenge, kept on being like, I can do hydroponics better. I ended up like in a fancy ass current culture system, like 2 8-packs, massive, hundreds of gallons of water and all this shit before I finally was like, yeah, what am I doing? This is tough.
Yeah, I wound up with regenerative blowers, which were these 1-horsepower giant air blowers that sounded like jet engines, chillers, water chillers to keep the temperatures always in the 60s to keep the pathogens from growing, using 35% hydrogen peroxide to bleach the roots once a week, all this weird unnatural shit, rather, that once I just started, I was able to pour some microbes on some cocoa core, use some nutrients, and the plants just grew, and they grew healthy and strong, and if the power went out for 2 days, my plants were fine.
Good solutions. And if you do move ahead with it, worst case, you could take out all the plumbing and use it as a container so you don't waste the plastic.
Welcome to the world of growing, though. I've got probably 5 or 6 of those things back there. So no worries.
Hey, can I back up to the beginning? I forgot to show you guys here on when I was researching William Two-Tone Willie, the genetics he sent over on the cross. One of the crosses was called the Galactic Gambler was what he gave the name of the strain, but he crossed with Star Bet and the Mac. So I was talking to Guru. I'm like, what the hell is Star Bet? You know, it's harder and harder to find I shouldn't say it's harder and harder, but sometimes it's hard to find information when you're trying to find how somebody put something together because there's so many crosses. And have you heard of this site, en.seedfinder.eu?
Yeah. Yeah.
They just got a really cool Guru, show this image. Like, so I was like, okay, what's Star Bet? I've heard of the Mac, so what's Star Bet? And it goes down the line here of talking about, okay, Star Bet is Sherbert crossed with Star Dog, which I like to hear because you know what else had Star Dog in it? Scrooby Noobers. So to my knowledge, that's what I haven't found it in here yet. But this information is tight. And then it goes into, okay, it's crossed with Star Dog. And then it'll tell you, okay, what's Star Dog? And what's it? And then it goes into Durban Poison and Chem Dog. And then it goes down to Pink Panties, man, and OG Kush. It gets regional, Scotty.
I like how a lot of them just say probably. like the Burma under the Pink Panties lineage. It just says probably Sativa.
I mean, you might be a little late to the party with that thing, dude.
What do you mean?
With Seed Finder?
I don't care as far as what do you mean. I'm just trying to, it's good to have information into a strain. Absolutely. I'm not saying it's all solid.
I mean, I've been going to Seed Finder for, I don't know, I gotta be 10 years, no? Am I wrong? Am I crazy?
I'm sure I've been here before, but that's what I was asking if you've heard of it. I thought it was pretty big site for all kinds of stuff, but I haven't seen this lineage before. It's pretty neat to go down.
Yeah, very cool.
Gotta help. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. Seed's here now. He's redoing his site to try and have, hey, if you want to look at this breeder's seeds, here's the interview with them talking about this pack, about how it grows and like trying to get more information. And I know prohibitionists pushed a lot of this down, but it's sometimes hard to find information on what you have in your hands, reliable information about it.
It is information or reliable information, sir?
Both. All right, before the next Girl Talk question, I'm going to tell you guys to get some Radical bags. So scratch them ahead thinking about these. If you guys haven't heard, they're a great bag that have just, they're very air, I'm thinking permeable.
Permeable,
it's not the right word.
Man, air permeable. The air permeates through the bag, sir. They're quick drying, man. That's one hell of a good grow bag. Really well thought out, man.
Well, the part of it goes into water, and I've used fabric bags. I've used like the containers with the that wrap around that have the bigger holes, and never liked the way they fully watered or weren't reusable or I had to wash.
Sure.
These are completely washable. The other cool thing is that they're made in the USA, but I was coming up with new ideas about them. If you guys want to check them out, Garden Gear Supply, or just search Radical Bags. Can you do like a worm bin or a pretty easy like a compost bin or something with these because of the way they have the aeration completely around them in theory?
You know, you got me there, brother. You got me there. I don't know. You know,
that's the challenge I'm putting out, guys. I want to see some other uses with these because I thought about doing, I've seen people do worm bins with fabric pots. And I'm wondering if there's a limitation here for some of you guys, you worm listeners, of what's going on, because I've really been wanting to do one. So trying to figure that out. And check them out, gardengearsupply.com, Radical Bags, Radical Bag Shane. Hopefully he's going to be out at the Indo Expo. That's where we originally met Shane, I think, popped out for a few, or was it at the bakery?
I do believe it was the Indo Expo.
Cool. And in my next grow, you will see, Guru, you got to rock these too. And your next grow, yeah, Guru's going to have a grow fired up. Scotty's going to have a grow fired up, and mine is usually fired up.
I'm firing on all cylinders.
I'm just tuning mine up right now.
Yes, you'll see some. Well, Scotty's doing the full-on hempy Scotty. Makes sense. Actually, you can't steal that. It was hempy, what's the original hempy cat?
His name was Hempy.
Okay, cool. I can't really say Hempy Scotty, I don't think. So you're keeping it real, but I want to see Guru rocking some Radical Bags. Or Guru's been scratching his head about, I think, like a Radical Bag Hempy hybrid. Unbelievable.
I think I'm just going Radical Bags with BioBiz. Amend up an all mix and then water in BioBiz.
Sounds like we might have to split a pack of the two tones and maybe see what's going on. So you can't compete with phenos, though. It's a little tough.
No, and I've already got a pack of seeds picked out for this one to start off with. So
fair enough. One more Grow Talk question.
Not a competition. It's a cooperation.
I agree. This is genetic abnormalities.
Oh, no.
It's a big word sometimes when you're getting a little tuned up. Or deficiencies posted by Granite State Cannabis.
Dude, don't get too tuned up and go to the dentist. I've done it before. It's fucking like a horror movie, man.
Depends on which strain. Strain dependent there. So he says, sup, DGC. I'm at a loss for a remedy to my situation. He's grown in a 2.5 by 5 tent. He says, and filled it up with autos to get some flower as soon as possible. He's got autos in 5 gallons and his regular plants in 3 gallon nursery pots. Now, that makes me wonder, too, because you shouldn't go to bloom with both of those. Autos need more light and bloom, as I've learned, than just growing your photodependent period plants with them.
Right.
Because all seeds germinated, didn't have any issue, threw them under a T5 for a while. He did a transplant to some 5 gals. All sounds like typical, you know, T5, went into 5 gals. Then he took them into the room with an HPS 600 and a 315 LEC, so that lighting's good, and a 5x5 veg tent. Planted them in sunshine mix number 4 and started with RO water, and everything was kicking arse. So he switched to well water, 125 ppm, thinking he's going to get a little calcium supplement naturally from the water. Maybe a fair assumption. Girls are still looking good, and then he's going to do his first feeding of House and Garden Cocoa A and B. And he goes, this is where I think the issue starts, was on the first feeding. He's got Recharge, Raw Silica, Photosynthesis Plus, SFL100, and some other decent things. None of what he's feeding seems a full issue yet. But he goes in at 1,000 ppm. His plants get a little pissed. Some get really pissed. Others do weird things. Looking at the pictures here, if you can scroll to the pictures, like some are faded. Like it looked like they didn't eat, right?
Wow, yeah. That is.
And then some are a little angry.
Like tobacco mosaic virus almost.
And then I'm like, the one looks like what I thought plants start to look like when they get root aphids and you don't know what else is wrong, could be wrong. Or
yeah,
like,
I don't think that's nutrients, man.
So, dude, I read through and I just paraphrased some of this grower question, all this shit. And I was going to give Maestro executive producer, man, because nobody caught in the comments that he watered in, he planted in Sunshine Mix number 4, and he watered in House and Garden Cocoa A and B.
Oh, so that's, he's given The cocoa nutrients.
And the cocoa nutrients are buffered to the buffered cocoa to be able to deliver that nutrition. So it's not, it's just complete lockout of everything.
Dude, this is a classic lesson or like thoroughly reading and or properly listening. Because you could go round and round and really give somebody some bad advice after this point. And not start from the beginning, like definitely not working well. Maestro wrote three very detailed paragraphs here of why. I don't want to read all of it, but basically, you can't be giving cocoa specific nutrients. Cocoa, I mean, do you want to break it down, Guru? Put you on
natural,
the spot.
Well, cocoa's natural pH. I'm quoting Maestro here. Cocoa's natural pH buffers tend to lean closer to neutral, 6.2 to 6.7, than Pete's more acidic nature. So
that's why Pete companies add the lime, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I mean, just right there, if your pH is off, then your plants aren't feeding. If you're just feeding them A and B, so. Jeez,
his pH is probably way off in the sense of, giving the cocoa nuts, as well as that's just going to cause, looking at the canopy and these plants, all kinds of other crap that I'm not sure about. I think he ended up doing a decent flush and they started to look better. Then he did a heavy recharge flush.
Right.
And that he's coming out of it.
Good.
But man,
that hurts.
It does hurt. I gave somebody to counter this. When we're using Arc Screen Solutions. They have an A and B grow and an A and B bloom.
Right.
Maybe you know where this is going. But this grower, I don't know if I could call him fully a grower, but he can get some shit done. He's like, sweet man, thanks for the hookup on nutrients. I gave him some recharge. I was giving him my plan. I did the A and B nutrients and recharge on one run, like three products.
Sure.
Good to go. You can't F this up. But he used the A and B grow all the way through, like more than halfway through bloom. He thought it was just an A and B one part for like grow and veg. They weren't looking horrific, but they sure would look a lot better if they're using A and B bloom at that point. So pay attention to your bottles for sure. Know how you're using this jazz.
Yeah, that's true. Man, it's a lot. It's complicated. Yeah, I used to use that can of A and B equal parts A and B.
No, it's
all
not complicated.
Time.
Just read. Cocoa, I don't want to be a dick, but what's that?
Cocoa is for cocoa.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, that's I'm not going any further. But shout out to all you guys chiming in anyway. Maestro, Granite State Cannabis, let us know how that grow goes, as well as Soup, we had a great quote. He goes, I think a meme guy might be right about your pH is off. It's been a long time since I thought about pH.
Yep. That's awesome.
I love it. That's what you get when you get into full organic growing and start understanding microbes, the rhizosphere and all that. It took me many years to become. I still own a pH pen and I'll check shit every once in a while, but very rarely as well. All right. I think we're about ready to put in the bag.
Think so, dude. I think so. You got to get really high before your dentist appointment, man.
Who is slinging recharge? Anybody?
Guru, who we got slinging recharge, man? Guru's the man that answers the phone these days.
And somebody in Colorado, maybe?
Oh, cultivate in Colorado.
Yeah.
I have not heard from them lately about them slinging the recharge. If you guys have a store, if we don't say enough, that doesn't have recharge, what is it, realgrowers.com/samples?
Yeah, I'll send some samples over to them. You go bug them for them.
And hit out, Scotty will send out the stick packs. We can also get an introduction to the product, dudegrows.com, on the DGC outlet. There's stick packs in there for $3. It makes 5 gallons of solution.
So yeah.
Check those out as well. Let's do some shout outs, man. I'm going to get this DGC Cup organization going on.
All right, I'll take this. I got Dirty Bong Water, 467. I feel your kindred spirit. And Aromatics.
Zigzags and Gwen Green Thumbs. Haven't heard from her. What's up? Hope to see you in April.
Yeah, Kush McDuck and Faded Farmer.
Hey, Paul.
From Mary
Glassworks.
Yeah.
As well as Deluxe Bud Train.
Don't forget about Shady Katie and Fish Ganja Guy. What's up, all y'all?
All right, keeping the quality control, Fish. Guys, stay higher, my friends.
Take her easy, dude. Some people love to blaze up the tank. Yeah, we get happy for noon. And with the boss man is to take a little break, that means we lighten up a dude. It's just weed, it's just weed. I like to keep good thoughts on. It's just weed, it's just weed. In my toolbox there's a bone. Some people start their day off with a pill. It's what the doctor says to do. They shake their heads at natural medicine. Go ahead and try something new.
weed. It says weed. I like to keep the good vibes on. It says weed. It says weed. I like to smoke it all day long. If the big man catch you riding high, ooh, we gonna lock you in a cage. No, if you wonder why he hates the dank, just look at how he's being paid. Now, don't lock up me for smoking weed. I ain't done nothing wrong.